Am I Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
They're drilling. They're looking and they're drilling.
Yeah. We saw both sides of the fossil fuels debate yesterday, didn't we? And I think we're going to hear more about this sort of ideological standoff. So news yesterday revealed that the Australian oil giant, this is OMV, they've unveiled what could be an extensive oil and gas drilling program off the Otago coast. Now, the plan, and I think you do have to be careful with the language you use here, the plan does include the possible drilling of 3 exploration wells, and that could possibly be followed by 7 appraisal wells. And this is all going on in the Great South Basin. Now, OMV, they are an Austrian company. They've been around since the 1950s, so they're an international player, internationally recognised. They're listed on the stock exchange in the 80s. They are a global player, you know, 24,000 employees, I think, in over 30 countries, and I think they're a significant player in the New Zealand space. Now, this all came to light because OMV submitted a consent application to the Environmental Protection Agency to basically discharge harmful substances from the decks of these drilling platforms into the sea, basically, and that was publicly notified on Wednesday. The thing is, Mike, there's no guarantee all of this will actually happen. If the exploration wells are not deemed commercially viable, the appraisal wells don't get drilled. And there's not, they don't have a heavy or a high success rate on these things. This is all being done within an existing permit. I think there are 28 active mining and prospecting permits, and the government's ban is only on new permits, so it didn't impact on the existing one. Now, the Greens aren't happy. They contend the ban needs to be strengthened. Remember, they are a partner, coalition partner. They want a line put in the sand on oil and offshore oil and gas drilling. On the other hand, this is, isn't it, Mike, going to highlight the potential cost to the Taranaki region of the current ban, and what's been put at $27 billion, that's an estimate, but it's really going to drive home this activity in the Great South Basin, drive home the point to the industry in Taranaki, what they are potentially missing out on. It kind of highlights what potential natural resources we do have available in this country, but there is this ideological argument that should we be doing this, and I suspect this will drag on and on. The question is how grumpy do the Greens get about it from a political standpoint? Does it become a point of contention in any upcoming election?
Very good point. Now, speaking of dragging on and on, we've got the US and China, now we've got the US and the EU. Where does this go?
Yeah, well, mate, can I just make the point about Brexit? Has anybody missed the fact that the EU say they're going to give May an extension so they can get the deal ratified? That's the deal that nobody in the UK will agree on.
Quite correct.
So are we spinning our wheels on this or not? Anyway, what's happening? So we've got this US-China trade dispute at the moment. We don't know what's going on there. It's all gone a bit quiet because the focus is on Brexit, but it's all against a backdrop of continued concern over the strength of global growth. And we're getting this input from all areas. Mario Draghi, the European Central Bank president, he reiterated the warning that the euro area faces a whole bunch of risks, including Brexit and the danger of trade protectionism. We've got slowing growth momentum. You've got Italy's precarious fiscal position. You've got soft inflation readings in the US overnight. The US Fed going, gosh, we really do need to keep interest rates lower. You've got the IMF, Mike. They dropped their global growth forecast again. So we're now down to 3.3% for this year. They were at 3.5. But these increasing trade tensions front and centre. Now we're seeing the action moving from China to the EU, because apparently the EU and the US are preparing tit-for-tat talks on each other's tariffs on each other's products. And airlines right at the centre of this. Trump's reading is that the WTO has found that European Union subsidies to Airbus has adversely impacted the US. He now wants to slap tariffs on $11 billion worth of EU products. Just a point here, just note this is a scale well below the US-China trade dispute. So we were talking hundreds of billions there. This is only $11 billion, but your concern shifts to other things. If you think about cars, Mike, and here's this interrelated business of global growth. If they hit cars, that hits who? It hits Germany. Germany basically runs Europe, because if Germany isn't growing, the rest of the place is pretty poor. So it goes on and on and on.
What are the numbers?
The US market, relatively unchanged at the moment. The Dow Jones down 8, 26,141. S&P 500 up 6, 2884. The Nasdaq doing a bit better, up about 0.5%, 7944. The FTSE 100 down 4, 7421. The Nikkei 21687 down. The Shanghai Composite virtually unchanged, 3241. The ASX 200 up to 6223. We're now on a six-day losing streak on the NZX 50, Mike, down 79. Yesterday, 9707 on the currencies, 0.6769 US, 0.9439 Aussie, 0.6000 against the euro, 0.5162 pounds, 75.02 yen. Gold trading at $1,309.67. Brent crude up $71.68.
Have a good one. See you Friday. Andrew Kelleher and the team at JMI Wealth, jmiwealth.co.nz.